app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. New wildfires in the east on New York's Long Island with some evacuations.
Building on the north side is starting to burn up right now.
Emergency radio from Broadcastify. Smoke filling the air over highways. New York National Guard assisting by helicopter. This is one of the helicopters dropping water on the flames. Gusts up to 35 miles an hour and low humidity across Long Island, the Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast Coast. Sources telling ABC News the Justice Department's looking into whether major egg companies are sharing information about supply and pricing, possibly causing skyrocketing egg prices. The American Egg Board, which represents producers, denies it, blaming bird flu leading to the destruction of millions of laying hens. Cal-Maine Foods, the country's largest egg producer and distributor, reported in a filing with federal regulators that its gross profits are up 342%. This is ABC News. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says he rejects a U.S. push for talks between the two countries because he says they would be aimed at imposing restrictions on Iranian missile range and its regional influence. Israel says it will send a delegation to Qatar on Monday to try to advance the negotiations around the ceasefire in Gaza. Higher security going into effect in South Florida as spring breakers head down. ABC's Ashan Singh.
Governor Ron DeSantis pledging to boost security measures, including drone and aviation asset and canine units, building on the 140 state troopers who deployed across Florida in 2024. With the heightened security, last year hotspot destination Miami Beach only saw 16 arrests.
Miami Beach, here we come!
Last month, the city issuing the Spring Break reality check.
You're drinking in public, that's not allowed.
A spoof reality show trailer warning the notoriously rowdy crowds of the rules before they arrive.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Jimmy K and Rocker bringing you the original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. is sponsored by Noah's Ark Bet Store in Madison, 1289 North Sherman Avenue inside Northgate Mall. They have cat and kitten adoption, plus organic pet food, grooming, so much more. Stop in today, Noah's Ark Pet Store in Madison. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of the People Brothers Band. They got a bunch of shows coming up very soon. We'll tell you about it in just a couple minutes. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Raise you up, be what you want to be. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. Take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see.
and mine. You choose how you spend your time. Every day is a gift. What will you do with it? I've got fire. Let me be your igniter. Elevating higher. Living my best life. There's no limit to the love I'm giving. Every song I sing, I'm living my best life. I've got fire. Let me be your igniter. Elevating higher. Living my best life. There's no limit to the love I'm giving. Every single song I sing, I'm living.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of the People Brothers Band, Living My Best, Stepping Stone before that. Both of those songs are off the latest album, Sistas and Brothers. And, of course, you know, you're living your best when you have back-to-back shows at the Burr Oak that good luck getting a ticket for. Thursday, March 13th, they're playing at the Burr Oak. And then the following day, by popular demand, a double dip of the People Brothers Band at the Baroque on Friday. So Thursday the 13th, Friday the 14th.
I want to say that the 13th is sold out.
I think it is. I mean, maybe if you show up and you're really nice beg and if it's just a solo guy,
I think you shoot for the 14th.
You shoot for the 14th for sure. How cool is that? I mean, that's like great. That's like every musician's dream right there, to get two shows back to back. They have to add a second show because the first one is sold out.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay with Rocker. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Rocker, we got a big hour coming ahead, coming at us here.
We have a mini Lair coming up here, Jimmy, with Emmy Castro. She's a Peruvian singer of Peruvian Creole music, and we're going to find out exactly what that is. She's moved to Madison, and she's got a band together now. She's in here in the studio. We just sound-checked her. It sounds amazing. I think you're going to be really amazed. Live performance, a couple songs, a little bit of interview coming up later. And then Max Inc. After Hours, Jimmy,
with Rob Roberts. He's the man. Hey, the Whammies are happening right now, just like a lot of other places, but the Whammies, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. First round voting is open right now. You can go to Whammy, WAMI.org, cast your vote. And Rocker, the Whammies, I mean, we talked, Michael touched on it in the 6:30 interview with the Battle of the Bands, but the Whammies are big and they make a big splash across Wisconsin for the local musicians.
That's right. It's the Wisconsin Area Music Industry. And, you know, they're just a great, they're in their 45th year. So they're going to have their 45th year award ceremony coming up on May 4th. And that's in West Allis, Wisconsin at the Deco, which is like kind of this Art Deco theater. It's going to be, it looks really cool from the website. I'm excited to go, you know, the red carpet, all the people that are there. I went there last year. It was in Green Bay. So not quite as far of a drive for me. In fact, I'm going to be heading out from the Jamboree straight to the Whammy Awards May 4th comes along.
I was just going to say, that's going to be a very busy day for you.
Ooh,
I
mean,
noon over at the Baroque for the Rocker Jamboree, raising some money for your medical expense.
Oh, my gosh.
And for Mama Cares. And then off to the Whammies for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's great. If you want to get more information, maybe volunteer for the Whammies and get involved with your music scene. You can do that right now. Just go to WAMI.org, Whammy.org, and we thank everybody that already volunteers. M. Shell, she's a big volunteer for the Whammies.
Well, you know who the current president is, right?
Isn't it Roy?
Roy Elkins.
Yeah, Roy Elkins.
So Madisonian, I think, maybe for the first time has been president. I don't think there's ever been a Madisonian that run it before.
Well, I know Broad Jam is doing the voting. That happened a couple of years ago, and that seems to be really going really smooth. So much success to the Whammies. We got some music on the way from Ryan McGrath Band, but let's play some M. Shays right now. This is Bleed. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
lives, and now we're feeling the power. Move it up, did you drop the bag? Even never thought his father damn heart attack. Baby, it's so our name. One of them will go, but it don't feel right. One of them leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you bring them on my side? Waiting for a break, did you pull me in close? Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. Isn't it like you wanna take me home? One thing left to do, play some like an issue. Shaking her head. Friends so nice. One of them move, but it don't feel right. One of them leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you bring them on my side, yeah. Waiting for a break, did you pull me in close? Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. Even if I knew you wanna take me home. One thing left to do, that's something I can dance to, yeah. That's something I can dance to. Mercedes in the parking lot. Tick tock, baby, start the clock. Got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Waiting for a break, pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If anybody wanna take me home, one thing left to do, there's something I can dance to. Oh, yeah. There's something I can dance to.
On Civic Media, we are local music. The Ryan McGrath Band there plays Something I Can Dance To. Some M'Shea's before that with Bleed. M'Shea is going to be releasing a brand new record April 5th at the Crystal Corner Bar. And she'll be at the Ghost Light Lounge in Stoughton on May 1st. M'Shea's is pretty awesome. And she's up for a bunch of mamas too, Rocker. I believe, I can't remember which awards, but a bunch of them.
She's awesome, and we've had her here in the studio.
I think live sound engineer is one of them, actually.
Right.
I might be wrong on that. I often am wrong, but memory serves.
Doesn't she do audio at Audio for the Arts?
She does.
Quite often?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How you doing, everybody? We got a big half hour coming up here. We got Emmy Castro in studio. We're going to do some live music, and looking forward to that. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison. And you can shop online, too, at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also by the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. You can watch the tournament games there. You can go there for St. Patrick's Day. I know they're cooking up some corned beef and cabbage with some red potatoes, plus all the traditional St. Patrick's Day drinks. You get more information or just stop in and see them. North Stoughton Road, just north of East Washington Avenue in Madison, and online at lazyoaflounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event. Come see a band or get hitched at the Loxley venue. Find the Loxley Venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at loxleyvenue.com. That's LOXLEY venue.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Let's celebrate St. Patrick's Day weekend at the Lazy Elf Lounge. March 15th through the 17th, get your fill of corned beef and cabbage with red potatoes, 350 shots of Jameson and Tully, dollar off pints of Guinness, and $3 pints of green Bud Light and Miller Lite. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison, and online at LazyElfLounge.com. Happy St. Patrick's Day from the Lazy Elf Lounge.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin, across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'd love to hear from you. Grab the app. That's the best way to do it. The Civic Media app. Grab the app at your favorite app store by searching for Civic Media. Or just go to civicmedia.us, and while you're there, check out the podcast for Mag Zinc Radio Rocker.
Jimmy, born and raised in the heart of Peru, Emmy Castro's artistic journey began with a powerful voice. In a rich cultural tapestry, she found her calling in the captive world of Peruvian Creole music. And now, Emmy has recently moved to Madison, Wisconsin, and formed a band to perform the wonderful music of Peru. And here to tell us about her journey and the new band is Emmy Castro, Sebastian Roman on sax, and guitarist Richard Hillner. Emmy Castro and band, bienvenidos.
Oh,
Mag Zinc Radio.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you. I'm Emmy Castro. I'm a singer. I'm from Peru. I have been making music since I was very young, specifically música criolla.
Now, that's very interesting. Now, you seem like a Creole star in Peru.
In Peru.
Right?
Yeah.
What made you move to Madison?
Voy a hablar en Spanish. Yeah, I'll translate. Cuando llegué, bueno, estoy en Madison hace 8 meses.
Mm-hmm. ¿Y también por qué llegaste acá a Madison?
Y llegué aquí a través de un tour realizado.
So I was been here for 8 months and I came to Madison, United States on tour.
Y bueno, decidí traer mi cultura a este país tan grande, buscando una oportunidad de seguir impulsando la música peruana.
I really was on a mission to bring my culture and music to this country in order to spread it here.
Para poder compartir con todos ustedes y abrirles las puertas de Perú, para que conozcan un poco más de Perú.
So, and just open the doors so to share with you so that you could just know at least something about Peru. Yeah.
That is awesome. I'm ready to learn. But I want to know, why Madison?
¿Quieres saber por qué Madison?
My husband is Madison. La vida me trajo aquí, así es la vida.
So life kind of brought me here. My husband is so
me toca trabajar aquí.
But now I'm working here.
Wow. Yeah. May I ask, what is your opinion of Madison so far? Has the city been welcoming to you? And have you had a chance to check out any of the music around Madison?
¿Te has sentido acogida en Madison? Yeah. ¿Y has podido escuchar la música acá en Madison? ¿Qué te parece?
A pesar del frío, yo estoy muy feliz de estar acá. Me estoy acostumbrando a muchas cosas, pero estoy muy feliz. Hay mucha gente que estoy conociendo, muchas personas que están apoyándome. Y realmente esas personas están abrazando mi proyecto.
So, in spite of the cold, I have found a lot of love here and a lot of people who have supported me and this music and my project.
Wow, that is just amazing. Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Emmy Castro, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called Negra Presuntuosa.
Yeah,
exactly.
And tell us a little bit about this song before you play.
Habla un poquito de la canción.
Esta canción le pertenece a Andrés Soto. Es un compositor afroperuano y trata sobre un amor que no se pudo dar y que estuvieron en un tiempo de coqueteo, pero al final terminó siendo una mujer libre.
So this song was written by the Afro-Peruvian composer Andrés Soto is about a relationship that started off in, you know, the flirting and the initial stages, but never was realized.
All right. Well, why don't you guys sit down and get ready to play, and we're going to hear some Emmy Castro here in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
And Rocker, I want to be all smoothie here. I'm just going to ask you a quick question. The board, you're good to go there?
We're good to go, Jim.
All right. Awesome. So live in the lair, Mini here on Max Inc. Feel free to call or text your questions for Emmy, 844-967-2789. You can do that through the Civic Media app. Live in the lair is Emmy Castro on Max Inc. Radio.
negra, negra que te quiero, Gonzalera, presuntuosa, mira, mira, que me estoy muriendo, dame vida de tu boca, boca, que me está pisando los talones de la liber, que me está pisando los talones de la
Beautiful. Hemi Castro live in the lair, mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789. Call or text us through the Civic Media app. Let's learn about the band here. Can you introduce the whole band to us and how they came, how you met everybody?
Bueno, ¿cómo conociste a la banda y presentar la banda?
Bueno, mi banda... Sorry. Mi banda, somos la gran mayoría peruanos. En el bajo nos acompaña Nick Morán. En la primera guitarra, el maestro Richie Hittner. En el saxo, Sebastián Román. En el cajón, Paddy Cassidy.
So that was on bass, Nick Morán.
Yorbanis Durán.
And then also on congas, we have Yorbanis Durán. On cajón, Paddy Cassidy. Myself, I'm Richard Hildnard Makanki on guitar. And most of us are of Peruvian origin.
Okay. Yeah.
And tonight we have just Sebastian, Richard, and Emmy here.
Yeah.
The whole band isn't here, Jimmy.
Oh, there's more.
That's the thing, is that this is just kind of a little three-piece of their band. What is the cultural significance of Peruvian music? I mean... You know, where does it come from? Besides Peru, what's its structure?
¿Puedes explicar un poco el origen de la música criolla?
La música criolla peruana tiene varias raíces, tanto española como cubana, pero todo nace de África, de los sonidos africanos traídos a Perú. Y ahí hemos empezado a trascender y a experimentar con distintos instrumentos. Por ejemplo, el cajón peruano, quijada y la cajita, que son parte de la percusión sonórica de nuestro país.
So the Peruvian music has many different influences, from the indigenous influence of the indigenous people of Peru, Spanish influence, but also very heavily the African influence. Of people who were forcibly brought from Africa to Peru. And the sound of Peruvian music of Afro-Peruvian music is especially characterized by the cajón, the instrument, the cajón.
Yeah.
This is the Peruvian cajón, which is originally from Peru, but then it has spread to other countries like Spain, and then people have started using it as a percussion instrument all over the world.
Yeah, here in the United States now, quite a bit.
It's a beautiful instrument, too. I love cajones. We've seen a few musicians come in here to lair play the cajon, and it's just a beautiful instrument. Why is it called Creole music? Maybe I'm not phrasing that correctly.
Well, Creole, I mean, to me, I always thought Creole was like a New Orleans kind of thing.
All right.
Give us the skinny.
It's a similar concept. I think the idea of Creole is a mix. It means in New Orleans, it's also a mix of different cultures. In Creole New Orleans music, you have the French with the African and with the indigenous. And the very similar concept happens in Peru. Mm. But it's more the mix of not so much French cultures, but more Spanish cultures. But then also other European cultures like German and other European Italians that arrived to Peru.
Obviously here in the United States, well, I guess other places like Mardi Gras just happened, Fat Tuesday. I know, like Brazil has like Carnival. Does Peru have something like that this time of year? Because this is kind of a special time of year, correct?
Yes, Peru tiene Carnaval tanto en la parte norte, en la costa, y en la selva, costa, sierra y selva, perdón. En la parte sierra están los carnavales de Cajamarca, los carnavales de Ayacucho, etcétera. En la parte de la selva también existen carnavales en Ucayali, en distintas ciudades de la parte de la selva. Y en la costa, que es el norte de donde yo vengo, también hay carnavales. Esto se celebra con ciertos trajes típicos donde genera que la persona que visita estos carnavales tenga una efusividad al celebrarlos y comparta mucho esta cultura. Se llevan una gran experiencia de Perú después de estos carnavales, que son más o menos en enero y febrero.
So carnival is very big in Peru, and every region of Peru. In Peru, you have the three main regions, which is the coast, the mountains, the Andes, and the jungle. And each region celebrates in a different way, and they have very typical costumes and traditions, which with the spread, and just like Mardi Gras and Carnival in Brazil, it's a lot of celebration and a lot of effusivity.
Wow, it sounds like fun.
Yes.
Is there anything here in Madison that kind of gave you the taste of what you might have in home, or, you know, or not necessarily here in Madison, but somewhere here in the Midwest for like the holidays here?
Hay algo acá que se parece un poco al carnaval de Perú en Madison.
Aún no conozco mucho. Tengo 8 meses recién, pero vaya, he experimentado. He salido de noche por las calles. He visitado varios lugares donde realmente se siente muy familiar y es fácil de acostumbrarse a ese calor de las personas.
So I've only been here 8 months, so I haven't had a chance to really see all the celebrations. But when I go out at night on the street and I can feel the love of the people and the celebrating. Just on a different note, tonight the Hanfibians are celebrating Carnival, Brazilian Carnival, yes. Down at the Majestic.
Yes.
So that's a big carnival event that's happening tonight.
And the Hanfibians are so awesome. They're great.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Emmy Castro, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Vendaval. Tell us about this song before you play.
Actually, we're going to be playing a different tune, Last Minute Changed. Cuando Pregunten Por Ti is the name of the tune.
This one is Cuando Pregunten Por Ti, means when people ask me about you.
Okay.
That's us. Yeah. We're asking about you.
Yeah. Es cuando una termina una relación y muchas personas que han conocido esa relación preguntan por qué se separaron. De eso trata esa canción.
So this song, it means people were asking for you because when a relationship ends and all the people you know, they ask about that person. And and the song asks, what am I going to tell them?
Y uno termina afrontando la soledad.
And you have to confront that solitude.
Outstanding. If you want to be part of the conversation and ask Emmy a question, you can do that right now through the Civic Media app, or just give us a call or a text, 844-967-2789. It's a mini Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. And here's Emmy Castro on Max Inc. Radio.
Cuando
quieran, pues saben bien que te amé, que tu querer fue para mí lo mejor. Y que orgulloso les contaba del amor que tú me dabas y que tenerte era la gloria, y eso a veces me asustaba. Ya no habrá
live in the mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio. That is outstanding. That's great. Thank you so much, Rocker.
I want to know now, what does it mean to be a Peruvian artist?
¿Qué significa ser un artista peruano?
Para mí, ser artista peruana es defender mi cultura, hacer que no muera, prevalecer en el tiempo. Y también poder llegar a un nivel donde todas las personas puedan escucharlas, tanto adultos como niños, como personas mayores. Y también es nunca olvidar mis raíces. La cultura peruana, yo crecí en la cultura peruana, en la música criolla. Y eso, cada vez que hago y canto música peruana, hace que recuerde mucho a mi familia, cómo crecí, qué viví, y las experiencias que me está dejando.
So for me, being a Peruvian musician, first of all, means defending my culture and making sure that it never dies and preserving it. And then also being able to disseminate it and make it so that everyone can listen to it and everyone can appreciate it from different cultures, but also people young and also old can appreciate it.
Wow. Well, we certainly appreciate it here at Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Now, you have a new single coming out March 14th and an album this summer, and you'll be playing at the Cafe Coda here in Madison on March 14th and then Konamichi Wine Bar in Baraboo on March 22nd. And let's get right to another song here before we get to the end and run out of time. We have one more song that's called Mama Juanita. Tell us about that song before you play.
Mama Juanita, rhythm de festejo, parte de la cultura peruana también, festejo. Y Mama Juanita es un canto alegre, es un canto, por eso se llama festejo, es festejar, es dar prioridad a la felicidad, a la alegría, que se inició dentro de la cultura afroperuana.
So Mama Juanita is a song that's in the rhythm of festejo, which is a very celebratory rhythm, and it's about dancing and having fun, and that joy is also very emblematic and comes from Afro-Peruvian culture.
All right, let's check it out right now. Emmy Castro's live in the mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Just a reminder, Rob Roberts and After Hours is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Live in the lair is Emmy Castro on
Thank Max Thank you Inc. for invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh,
casa de la tía Mariquita. De la casa de la tía Mariquita. Salió montado en su burro, mamá Juanita. Salió montado en su burro, mamá Juanita. Y a la sombra de los sauces y guarangos. Y a la sombra de los sauces y guarangos. Se va para el callejón, camino del zarandango. Se va para el callejón, camino del zarandango.
About you, that it got me wanting to dance around a little bit here in the studio. That's awesome.
I saw you shaking it, Jimmy.
Emmy, thank you so much for coming in tonight. It's wonderful to meet you and hear your music and learn about the Peruvian culture a little bit. It's much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for invitation. Para mí es un placer estar aquí compartiendo mi cultura. No saben lo feliz y lo grande que se me hace el corazón.
It's so wonderful to be here, being able to share my culture with you. You don't know how happy that makes me.
Now, how do we follow you guys online? How do we find out your schedule?
¿Cómo te seguimos en línea?
Como Emmy Castro Music en Instagram y en todas las plataformas digitales. Emmy Castro.
Emmy Castro Music on Instagram and all the digital platforms.
That's E-M-Y Castro.
Yes.
And you'll be at Cafe Coda here in Madison March 14th. Konamichi Wine Bar in Baraboo on March 22nd.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You guys were awesome. Such a great performance.
I love you.
Mini Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. I'm going to be back with a double dip of Robert J plus more information about the Mama Cares and Rob Roberts coming up at 10 o'clock. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
For the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond. The likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Wall Street major indexes closed lower for the week. Analysts say many investors are concerned about all the uncertainty about the economy because of President Trump threatening tariffs, postponing them, then threatening new ones. Mr. Trump citing hefty tariffs Canada puts on American dairy and lumber. ABC's Selena Wang asked Dennis Woodruff, who owns a lumber yard in Maryland.
President Trump says that foreign countries pay the price of tariffs.
My customers are going to pay for it.
Sources tell ABC News that the Justice Department's looking into whether major egg companies are sharing information about supply and pricing, possibly causing the price surge. The American Egg Board denies it. A local state of emergency declared in Southampton on New York's Long Island for four wildfires. Three are contained.
They evacuated us from where we were at 39. We're going further north towards Montauk Highway, and we're going to reestablish.
Firefighter on emergency radio from Broadcastify. This is ABC News.